ho, ho, and this is Santa, and you're listening to the Stephen Spencer Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's Christmas time.
It just needs so hard.
Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing.
It's
singing out, and it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You go there, really?
I love you. All.
I love you too.
I love you too.
I love you.
I meant the fans, not you guys. The listeners. And all of us here at the Stephen Spencer Show. Me, Pete, Craig, Ross, Madeline, and Alex. Special guests. Hope you're having a wonderful Christmas. And hope that the spark isn't dead from buying too much stuff at the malls. And Pete, let's get right into it. Is your soul dead?
No, it's not dead.
Really?
It's still alive.
Well, I know Ross's soul is dead, but...
Yeah. Well, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Ross has no soul, but I do.
So, being that we live around the mall capital of the world, Paramus, New Jersey, with three major malls all along one highway.
Yeah, it's been a pain in the ass driving around recently.
Yeah, you can't get anywhere.
No, it's driving me crazy.
You try to drive anywhere and it's not... I've
been trying to drive into New York. It's impossible. In the past like 3 weeks, it's been tough.
But it's only... You said it was only tough driving...
Well, that was
Jersey.
That was today. You're really bringing up conversations I had with you earlier.
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry.
That's not really
fair. All right, so have you been to the mall this season?
No, but I did go to Target, which is sort of like the new mall for people that don't want to spend money, I think.
Okay.
So they have everything there. But I was there 2 days ago, and I'm there, and people are going absolutely insane. Like,
okay.
It was like a mixture of grocery shopping and Christmas shopping, which I think made it even more dangerous, you know? Like scarier. And I'm in there and I'm the entire time I was in there, I had like that, you know, when your throat starts itching when you feel like you're gonna cry and like for no reason. Kind of like how I feel right now.
You mean like an emotional thing or like an actual physical pain?
It was actually a physical thing. Like my throat was itching, like, and I didn't even feel emotionally like I was gonna cry, but I was thinking I might cry right now. Like it could happen. That'd be really weird if I was crying in the middle of Target.
Like a numb cry, or just you just couldn't take anymore?
I was just getting nervous.
Okay.
Like, really nervous for no
reason. Like you're very tense and just like you can't, overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was
like,
getting
just,
over it. Yeah, and I was.
You almost feel your small size in comparison to the stupid world.
To the riot that was going on around me.
Okay.
Yes, it was tough. I didn't even feel it emotionally. Like I was like, oh my God, there's a lot of people. But physically, I started having like I almost started crying, having a seizure almost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you do anything about it? Or
Ross just said he's sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I blame you, half.
I was actually thinking that a good solution to that would be, because you're getting caught up in everyone else's emotions, is that you start taking stuff off of the aisles and putting it into people's carts, because they'll be so frenzied they won't notice that you put it there. And then when they check out, they'll have like two or three extra gifts that they didn't realize they
had. And technically, you bought them those gifts and you had the Christmas spirit.
You just use their money.
That is like Christmas, yeah.
That's not bad. Ross is Craig's brother, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
His older bro.
Yeah.
Well, you have been doing Where's Ross?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's,
oh, but now he's live. We've never had him like really
never had
live.
Him
live.
Yeah. Had him
Do you want to ask me? Ask me where I am.
Ross, where are you?
I'm at the Stephen Spencer Show podcast.
Awesome.
It's good.
So nothing, did you end up freaking out at Target, or?
I didn't freak, I mean, I thought about freaking out. I freaked out afterwards, basically. But no, I didn't freak out. I ended up, I rushed out of there.
Did you buy anything, or you just couldn't even
I bought a couple of things, but what's funny is I went to Best Buy. I think on the same day I went to Best Buy, which was slightly less crazy, but I actually walked through the front door of Best Buy and then just walked out the back.
Okay.
Like I was like, I cannot deal with this. I can't do Christmas shopping. Yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah.
How about
great story.
Yeah, it was a good story.
Thanks.
Well, Craig, you obviously weren't at the mall because you are not of the religion to celebrate Christmas.
That's not true. Siobhan and I spent a hellish day at Willowbrook the other day. It was awesome.
When?
2 days ago.
You didn't want to clue us in when we were writing these topics down earlier before we started the show.
Yeah,
you gotta keep it spontaneous.
Okay, right, that's good.
Well, keep us in the dark. What got you into celebrating Christmas, even though you're not of the faith?
Growing up, I always felt like very alone. I was like the only Jew in the entire
town. In the world?
Yeah, well, that's what it felt like. So it was like, I loved, you know what really got me into it is all the Jewish music and like imagery, everything is really dark. And it's one of the reasons why I got out of Judaism, to be honest. One of the reasons, yeah, because it's just so dark.
Are you sure that's Judaism and not goth music? Typo Negative is not a Hebrew band. You know that, right?
All the imagery, Christmas imagery, the music, and the vibe. Well,
I kind of like the Jewish thing of it's downplayed. It's more about, you know, it seems more like, you know, the Jews got it right.
It's more about tradition.
It's more about family, you know, being around people. And
that was the problem because I hated my family.
Oh,
even Ross.
Ross is right here.
I love Ross.
Your brother's sitting there.
And your father listens to the show.
Yeah. Well, I did say hated. I actually had a really nice dinner with my dad and Ross the other night.
So first,
what's up, Pop?
Yeah. Hey, Pop.
Is your dad really Jewish? Like, he's really into it, right?
He enjoys it. He sings and everything. And
Yeah.
That's cool. He's like part of his. He's like into the temple and all.
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
See, you know, one of my beliefs is that the Jewish religion would be the only lasting religion of humanity.
It has been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time, and it will outlast Christianity or outlast everything.
Yeah,
it'll be the only remaining.
But it's so low on the. It's like the Nation of Islam and Christianity are like the two biggest.
Christians don't practice. Jews do, and they have community and the whole what's the word? Pogroms.
That's what attacked us.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, but having that in your in your history, you persevere and
that's
you're gonna take over the world.
Thanks.
But you reject.
Well, not you.
So you're not. Yeah, you're not part of that.
You rejected it.
Yeah. Well, no.
You got to understand, being Jewish in North Jersey, like, I'm sorry. Like, can
yeah,
I talk?
Yeah, go for it.
This is Craig.
Yeah, this is Ross. Being Jewish in North Jersey, is, especially as a kid, is really, really difficult, like, to swing. Especially, like, we were definitely not, like, we grew up in New Milford, and we were not the typical New Milford Jew. And very conservative and very into the synagogue and very, like, you know, everyone bought their clothes here and did all this other stuff. And like the thing, what I realized was the thing that really turned us off from the religion. I mean, some of the songs and stuff like that were kind of dark because it's a perseverance. It's like going from, you know, like overcoming great obstacles and stuff.
Okay. No, Ross has a bottle of Kahlua in his hand. He's talking. Does anyone else hear Ross talking in slow motion and slurs?
That's good to
Let me finish the point. So we didn't fit really the North Jersey Jewish mold, and so we were kind of ostracized by a lot of the other Jews on top of
because you did follow because we didn't follow tradition too much
because we didn't fit the mold, like at least where we went to synagogue and in the town we grew up in, a lot of politics, a lot of money. Like, it wasn't, when you went to synagogue, it was very little about like the religion. It was about like the gossip and who's doing what.
How it is at church too, though. Yeah. I mean, anything where you get people together.
Yeah.
Well, podcast, church, it's all the same.
We're pretty lucid for the most part, except when I'm drinking. But we're pretty lucid, like, so we don't have like blinders over our eyes, and so
we could see.
We could see all the BS like right away. And like, I remember that you told stories about like questioning stuff in, like, you know, we have to go to Hebrew school, like, you know, Catholics and Christians have to go to you know, and he would question stuff with the teacher, and the teacher would just kind of lash out.
Yeah, constantly.
So it didn't really...
Siobhan actually was the exact polar opposite. She wanted to be Jewish.
Really?
Growing up in her community. Mm-hmm. She grew up a whole community of Jews. And
It's huge around here now. I mean, it's a bigger scene than ever before.
It's literally
David
popular.
Lee Roth brought it back.
The Jew scene.
A huge scene.
The Jew scene.
Jewish scene.
Oh, they got temples everywhere now.
Yeah, it's literally...
Everywhere.
It's the cool thing to do.
Well, the fucking Christians stopped burning them down.
Kabbalah. Well, it's the Kabbalah thing. It's Madonna. She kind of brought back
Madonna
Judaism.
Madonna and David Lee Roth. Yeah.
Wait, so Ross, you went to therapy for being a Jew?
Oh, well, not exactly. No, I went to therapy for a whole bunch of other stuff, but therapy, after a year and a half of therapy, I was able to buy a, a Santa hat without feeling guilty.
You're just looking at the Kahlua. So, like, after a year and a half of therapy, you were able to buy a bottle of Kahlua.
No, I've been able to drink for
that's
a while.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
No. I've been able to drink.
I thought he was actually talking to the bottle of Kahlua. Yeah.
was this like an ongoing battle of, like, you'd go, like, try to buy a Santa hat, you'd just be like, no, was it like, no, dirty, dirty,
no, dirty. Dirty. No, it wasn't anything like that.
What was the problem?
Then it was just like feeling
you had
like,
guilt about it.
I felt like, what
guilt? The Santa hat.
It's been,
it's not even Christian.
I didn't even feel like a Benedict Arnold. I just felt like
you have a problem with the colors.
No, oh, no, I like red.
You like red
and white. So yeah, so it wasn't about that. It was more like you know, we grew up in a fairly strict Jewish household, and so like to have a Hanukkah bush would have been unthinkable.
You know, I was
to wear the stuff, but you know, it was never separated. That it's a part of the holidays.
I'm just gonna keep on saying that. You know.
You know. But, yeah. Yeah.
Until you.
What were you gonna say?
I mean, I kind of grew up in your house also.
Yeah.
You with Ross. You guys weren't that. You guys weren't that hardcore Jewish. Your mom didn't really. Push
No. Our mom never was. Our dad was.
Our dad was.
Yeah.
My mom celebrates Christmas too now.
Yeah. I mean, your
did
mom.
Did she go to therapy for that?
Did she?
No. Okay.
But the point is, the point is that well, the therapy helped me find my own individuality, and a part of my own individuality is that I see it as, you know, it's holiday and festivities, and it's, I like pretty colors. I like the lights. I like the hats.
I mean, to be honest, we got into
you're like retarded birds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sparkly. Okay. Sparkly happy.
Sparkly
happy.
We really do it for the lights.
Yeah, the lights.
You know, if you said, you know, you're having a Hanukkah party, I'd come just to keep you company.
I hate Hanukkah.
I'd have a Hanukkah party.
I don't like Judaism. I don't like anything related to it.
I don't know about that.
Do you like Christianity?
By the way, I'm sorry. Yeah. If there's anyone that just heard that randomly, I'm a Jew by birth. I hate everything related to Judaism.
Whereas I'm not religious.
Right.
Yeah, we might have to get rid of that.
Do you prefer Christianity?
No, it has nothing to do with religion. I celebrate the solstice.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're a pagan.
No.
Well, now that you celebrate Christmas, what do you want?
Who the fuck are you?
What do you want for Christmas this year?
What do I want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? Not very interesting, but I got nothing else.
I didn't have an answer for this question.
Nothing. There's nothing you want.
Oh, you know what? You know what I really want. What I really, really want.
What?
For the new year, I want to never get a splinter again.
That's for Christmas. That's New Year.
That's what I want for New Year. Well, that's what I want for Christmas.
That's sort of your New Year's resolution, is to not get a splinter. Are you going to avoid wood for 2007?
I'm going to avoid splinters.
There's nothing. There's nothing. You, Madeline, what do you want?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
I think you should get fuzzier boots. That's what I recommend.
Madeline killed a fucking more hair black on your polar bear.
The rest of their outfit.
She wants more fur.
I just said the rest of the bear outfit. I was joking, but you're completely serious. More fur.
Yeah.
That's
the best ever. I have this huge furry thing. I like that.
Alex, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Aww.
Sad.
It's kind of sad.
Who's got the sour puss?
Wait a minute. Does anyone here celebrate Christmas because of religion? No.
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 You don't? Neither do you?
No.
You don't? Why do you celebrate Christmas?
Because I'm not Jewish. Color.
That's the only reason, really?
If you're not Jewish, you celebrate Christmas, right? Yeah.
I think my family celebrates Christmas. My mom.
If you are Jewish, you celebrate.
My mom actually, she started working for a church a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. She was like a priest secretary, like in a seminary, and she decided to get her kids back into religion. That was like her thing.
Oh, my God.
So we haven't been to church in, like, I got confirmed, but I think that was the last time I was probably in a church.
Like a Catholic?
Like a Catholic church or a disco church.
Disco church.
We went to a lot, but she tried to get it. She got me and my brother, I think, went with her for Christmas about 4 years ago, and we were like, I was younger at the time, so I was really sarcastic about it, and my mom actually cried.
Really? Would you let me like now. A shitty comment about it? And
yeah, there was like a dude from that was like in a prison camp in Vietnam, and he was like, Jesus pulled me through. It was amazing. We were like, Jesus put you in the prison camp, man. Like, I'm all sarcastic to the fucking Vietnamese prisoner guy. My mom cried. She's never made us go back to church, though.
She cried of shame or because of
both? Shame.
Or
of shame and sort of like she hated us. Yeah. Like we let her down.
God. We should have talked about that a couple of years ago. I could have wrote that down and said something in synagogue and just reworked it for God instead of Jesus.
Pete was actually at my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it's true. I was there.
He was one of the
chosen ones.
Remember
when was I like the best man? The best man of the bar mitzvah?
You and Dana. It was like
I felt like
him
I was.
And my friend Dana.
Yeah, I remember the theme was Craig's World because Wayne's World was popular.
Wait, really?
At the time. Yeah, he had a Craig's World hat, and his mom did the song. Did she sing the song on stage? I feel like she did.
Wait, a stage?
There was a stage. Absolutely. You don't remember it, Ben? There was a theme. That was Craig's World.
You mean after the bar mitzvah?
No, it was during the fucking bar mitzvah. Yeah, it was during
the whole ceremony.
No. I mean, there was like the whole religious part of it, and then your mom gave like a little speech. It was very sweet.
Did she? I don't even remember the speech.
I remember this really well. I haven't memorized. I have it written down at home.
Really?
No.
A big fucking.
But I do remember kind of well that it was Craig's World. She gave you like a hat that said Craig's World on it or something.
We had all the mugs.
Any of that.
Did it say Craig's World?
It said Craig's Bar Mitzvah on it.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah,
and then we went skateboarding after.
I'm going to say definitely your mom, after when her speech was through about what a wonderful child you were, she definitely either said party on or excellent.
That's awesome.
Or possibly both. She definitely said one of them, though.
Yeah,
I could see mom saying something like that.
You had it. Wait, so it was at a hall or?
It was at a temple.
It was at the temple.
Oh, what?
I did a service for 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you still speak your Jewish language?
No, I lost everything. The rabbi fucking like yelled at me and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
It was really scary.
We didn't really have a good religious experience.
Yeah, it was pretty poor.
It was pretty much the worst one you could have.
Yeah, like, if
you
wanted to guarantee that literally kids, like the day after the bar mitzvah, actually, I just forgot everything.
I also went to Hebrew school a little bit with Craig a couple times. Yeah. And basically, you were like sort of the biggest pain in the ass. Like thinking back on it, because I'm sure I was also a pain in the ass with you, but you were like the biggest pain in the ass there. We had like, they were trying to make a video, I think, for sort of advertising the Hebrew school. They had like a class for it. And Craig would be like, let's get a chicken. We'll get like a dude in a chicken outfit falling down the stairs. It'll be awesome. And they'd be like, Craig, what does that have to do with the Jewish school?
A big black screen with the text, Jesus was kinda, real.
It was like exactly like the podcast, except, you know, it was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
I remember that.
All I want for Christmas is an Xbox 360. but then at the same time, I keep feeling like if I get it, I should sell it and give the money to charity.
Mm. Why is that?
Because of guilt.
Guilt about what? What do you feel guilty about?
Gamer guilt.
What's like gamer guilt?
You're getting too many games and you're playing too
like
many games.
You have too
games,
much?
I want these things so bad, and I think about it all the time. I think about it, like, every morning I get up.
Why do you think that is? You think it's because it's advertised towards you?
It's not even. I don't even watch the advertisements.
I almost feel like knowing you that you want video games more than you actually play them.
Oh, it's
like
totally.
You bought Guitar Hero. Yeah. You sold it within a month.
Yeah.
You sold your GameCube. You just keep on. You get rid of things as soon as you buy them.
Well.
But he got rid of them for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly?
That means pretty much I'm like. I have all these loans out, and then I'm combining them into one loan, so I get rid of that loan easier.
Right.
You know?
Well, you were obsessed with the Wii, too, though. That went on for months.
Yeah,
and now you got it, and you and don't
I've
care
heard
about
nothing
it.
About it.
Yeah. You haven't talked about it. You haven't brought it up.
In my mouth again.
I keep making little, like, the Miis, the little characters.
But you're not doing anything with it? You just create lots of Gandhis and...
I made Eggman. A guy with an egghead.
Name all the Miis that you've made.
No, it's not.
No, it's just a lot.
I'm one of them.
But I'm just yeah, you are one. And
no, but like every morning I wake up and I go, I just think, oh man, I just be so great to just like play Oblivion right now.
Right, but then you think
that's
that before
for,
you got
that
the
for
Wii
Xbox
also.
360?
Yeah, that's 360. Well, no, and then I go through the day. I go, oh man, it'd be so great. And I think, oh, I can't. I'm just gonna go out and buy it tonight. I'm gonna go out and buy it. I don't give a shit. And then like, you know, midday comes around and I'm kind of like. Well, I kind of want to do this later and that later, and I shouldn't do it. I can't. I'm like, I know I don't play games. And then it's the whole, like, age guilt. You know, like, can't go home and do anything fun because you feel like you should be doing something else, something productive.
Yeah, but you think that, because I'm not that into video games, but with comic books, I'm almost the same way. Like, I have to buy everything that I would think that I want, and then I don't end up using it at all.
Okay, so you buy comic books and don't read it?
I buy a lot of comic books that I don't read.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying that
you
seem...
Do you like the covers?
No, I feel like I need them for some reason.
No, you do.
Yeah. Like, it's being, like, it's something that I will want or do want. I don't know.
You see the, I doubt you're into it, but you see the Attack of the Living Dead series and everything?
I know what it is.
I just discovered this yesterday.
Really?
Like, I'm obsessed with zombie movies.
And you need it. And you need that.
And I feel like I need every episode.
Yeah, but why do you, like, that's what I'm saying. Why do you need it?
Well, you're a zombie, and it's colorful.
You bought a video game that was a zombie game that you don't even have the
Dead Rising.
For
the same exact thing as Dean, for the Xbox 360, I bought Dead Rising and a memory card.
You know, it'd be cool if you did get an Xbox, then we both had Xboxes so we could play online. We could just talk about it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I just got a demo version. We've been talking the past weeks about World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I just picked up a demo version, so I'm going to join a guild with Brian, who was on the show and thinks that he destroyed our podcast, which he didn't. Love you, Brian.
You didn't destroy that. That was us.
You do need to get out of the house more, though. But anyway, guild with Brian and Dean. Candy cane on both sides of my mouth.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You just started just talking in like a southern, a southern accent. You were like, World of Warcraft. It's great. It's super cool.
The candy cane.
Made you southern.
You really thought I was a bastard in Hebrew school?
I'm not saying you were a bastard. You were you in Hebrew school.
You really hurt
I was kind of like...
I feel like Peter hurt.
No. I was the same. What I was trying to tell you is like we were the same. We were, immature punk kids that didn't belong in fucking Hebrew school. And why did you bring me? I'm not even sure. Because
I didn't
want to
be there.
Yeah.
My mom made me go.
No, man, I love
that was a youth group one.
Yeah,
that was after I got expelled from the real one.
Yeah, well, I think it was the same one that I wound up in.
I just remember it really well because like when else would I have been to Hebrew school? You know what I mean?
I totally
like,
forget. Just you have a really good memory.
Only for certain things like that and bar mitzvahs because it might have been the only bar mitzvah I ever went to.
I've never even. I've been to like.
If Craig had a second bar mitzvah, would you attend?
Craig will never have a second.
No, I wouldn't go. Yeah.
There's way too much.
Wait. Actually, I don't know how this works. If you return to your Judaism roots,
right?
Do you have to have another bar mitzvah?
No. I'm already a man.
Although some people redo it.
You just like go in and show up at the after party.
Because if you become a born again Christian, you get baptized again, right? I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
You also get more mental.
You get more insane, but you get baptized again. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if you have to go through all of them.
Russ knows more about Judaism than I do. Would I have to do anything if I did?
You would have to get recircumcised. Just start right from the beginning. No, you just go back in. You'd be like, "Hey, I'm Jewish again."
And they're like, "Well, welcome back."
Do they
give you a wad of money?
Yeah. And the regional bathroom
and bigger tissues and shoes.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's wrong.
What?
Sorry, nothing.
Yeah. They take away your bacon. You have to turn in your bacon.
Yeah,
but no, you just go back to it. Some people redo. Some people when they turn like 50 or 60 will redo the bar mitzvah. Like they'll
really. Yeah. I've never even heard of that. Well, redoing wedding vows, but
yeah, it's something like that. So you reread your part, but like I'm not ever going through that again.
Hell no.
I had to hold on.
It was
to the
a year's worth of studying for it in a whole other language.
No vows.
So if this episode is already disinteresting you, it makes sense. Don't worry about it. Only a few hours ago, I walked in my door and slept on a hardwood floor for 40 minutes. And it's pretty much been downhill since then.
Yeah, listen, this the concept. Dean actually came up with an interesting concept for this episode that
I'm going to call interesting.
If you're a little chill, this is definitely one of the more chill episodes, which is good. Dean said, you're hanging out with your family. You're sick of it. You go upstairs to your computer, and you're just you're chilling out with us, and it's awesome.
Unless you live in a ranch house, then you just go into another room with your computer.
Well, or the basement.
Whatever it may be. But whatever it may be, you're chilling out. Maybe you got a candle on. Maybe you got some Led Zeppelin posters in the background. You know.
Maybe you live in space.
You know? But you're hanging out with us on the Spencer Show. We're your friends.
Yeah, hang in there.
We're all friends.
But almost done hanging.
Which is why, we're so much friends that we bought each other gifts, but not you, listener.
Well, this is their gift.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, we should have gotten Michael something that he could have opened it on air.
That's true.
At home.
Michael.
And then wrote
about
it.
Michael, yeah.
You know, it's funny. We actually had, last episode, we had a bunch of comments, and it was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
And it kind of...
It's because we begged for comments,
I think. Well, true, but it also made me feel like, wow, people responded to actually talking about current shit, and actually they got like into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
No, we're not. We'll talk about Michael's comments another time.
Well, no, I mean the news. We can do it.
Well, I mean, I think it being Christmas is news enough.
Yeah, exactly. We're having a party.
It's Christmas today.
But it made me like in my mind, it kind of switched the gear of like, because I was used to like, you know, my friends or ex-friends podcast. We would talk about every time they talked about you know, political stuff. They said the ratings dropped.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
we talked about stuff, and I think we got better response.
How was our our...
I don't know. I don't know. But we got responses and people got into it.
Ross said it was all right. He said it went on a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Every episode does. Every episode goes on. This one's going on way too long.
But we're chilling out. We're chilling out. We're having a chill. We're having a chillman.
This ain't an episode. This is a party on tape.
It's a party on tape.
Party on, as your mom would say. Your mom would say.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas, Ross?
I want a ticket to New Zealand and Australia.
I'd like to go visit New Zealand and Australia.
And I'd like personal.
No, you don't, because those fuckers dropped out. Dean said that our New Zealand listeners dropped.
Oh, fuck them then. I'm not going.
Sorry.
Fuck that. No, then just Australia. New Zealand, you miss out on me.
I'd like to explore.
And I'd like.
You don't want to walk. You don't want to walk the Trail of Mordor. And Mordor. Did I just say that?
I would kill every hobbit.
I'm talking about Lord of the Rings. Pronouncing things from Lord of the Rings completely wrong.
I want to go somewhere. Like traveling.
We're gonna open the gifts now.
Yeah, we got
Dean's forcing us to open gifts.
Oh my god.
Dean's done with the show, which is smart.
I'm done. Yeah, and I'm so tired. I died a few hours ago. And
let's talk about just stuff.
There you go, that's for you. Actually,
thank you.
Craig's gifts, I can't find them.
That's all right.
Madeline, you have them.
That's all right. I don't need anything. Let's see.
You have to be careful because you can't open one of them.
Okay.
Which one?
Give me the
bag. Madeline open them for me and I'll close my eyes? Wait, Pete, yours is the blue bag. Yeah. And where's Dean's? Dean's one of those boxes.
I have a feeling about the same thing that Eric got. I don't know why. Feels the same.
We didn't. Oh, we haven't told yet. So,
can I make a request?
You can't open
the listeners.
You can't open this one.
Chills.
So last episode,
you can't.
I can't.
No, that's a no-no. Put that aside for somewhere.
So
that's for you.
Really? Yeah. Okay. When do I open it? I'm going open away. Siobhan and I are going away.
Open it after Christmas. After Christmas. Open it when Siobhan tells you it's okay.
Okay. Deal. Open it right here. Mm-hmm.
And this is the stuff you can open, even though it's not as much.
I can open this.
Yes, you can open that bag.
All right, I'll check it out. Ooh. All
right, so
and Pete has. I'm sorry, one second.
Yeah, I brought you guys something.
Pete gave us boxes, and they're both the exact same box.
The exact same box. They're the exact same thing. And for you and your girlfriends, and none of you are going to want them. I kind of bought it last minute, thinking I should get those guys something.
I doubt that's true.
We'll see.
Do you have the receipt?
Ironic with the Eric thing, though. Which is tragic. I see. That's the thing. Eric was over earlier, and he had to split, so he opened his gift. But I was hoping that Pete and Eric would open them together, because it just makes it all the more bizarre.
Craig got Eric a pink flamingo and a slinky.
Yes,
for Christmas. Literally, I'm the shittiest Christmas you could ever.
Yeah, and I think he went out. I bet you he went out looking for them too. He was what I'm going to get? The shittiest flamingo doll I could find, and a slinky. And he got me the same thing. I could tell.
No. It's not.
Didn't you really? You did.
No, I didn't.
Pete probably got
you. Don't even know. You have an open.
It looks like it. And it's also the funniest thing is it's wrapped. It's not wrapped. It's tied up in a plastic bag.
In a garbage bag. Yeah.
With a little piece of paper taped to it saying, Pete.
That's how we do it. There wasn't a lot of Jewish wrapping paper.
It's actually for me. It's me and Shabbat.
So this is how it works. This is Jewish Christmas in which you're cheap with Christmas.
It's not cheap. It's not cheap. There's not a lot of Jewish wrapping paper in the offer, so we never got to it.
Who wants to go first? You want to open it once?
If you guys have the same thing.
What would make for best internet radio glory?
Let's just open it all at once. All
right.
I'm opening Pete's.
I'm opening
Pete's.
Madeline's taking pictures.
Wait, you didn't give me a present, Craig. You're a dick.
Oh, wait. Where's Dean? Oh, Dean's is one of those boxes over there. One's for Dane, one's for Dean. Holy shit. What the fuck is this, man? What is it? What is this? What the hell is that? Holy fuck.
Oh wow!
This is crazy. What is
nice,
this?
Huh? That's nice.
That's pretty fucking cool.
What I got.
How do you describe it?
It's a Chimay. What is this?
Chimay Ale.
It's Chimay. So nice.
Yeah, it's an entire beer set with its own beer glass that says Chimay.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it? And Pete got the fucking pink flamingo with a slinky.
And the slinky is right there.
Can Pete trade those in towards credit back for some of his gift?
I actually had almonds.
You couldn't afford the almonds?
It was almonds, a slinky, and a flamingo. Sorry.
It's beer and a beer
so
cup.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Jesus Christ, man.
Cool. Thank you, Pete.
I feel like total shit about the flamingo and the slinky.
No, man, it's all right. I got the same thing.
Thank
it's kinda
you
weird.
So much. That's really, they're really, really
should I drink it in front of you at some point?
Drink it right now.
I can.
All four of the bottles.
All four of the bottles?
Yeah.
Is this like crazy shit?
Crazy shit?
Like, why is it in this instead of like a six pack?
It's not normal beer. It's a like Belgian beer. It's really good.
I'm psyched. I don't like beer, so I'm psyched to try something.
You'll like it. You'll like
well,
it.
Well, Siobhan loves beer too.
It's not like normal.
We could drink it on New Year's.
Yep.
Hell yeah! There you go. All right, the Chimay will be making another appearance on the show for New Year's.
And if we don't like it, we could use it as a gift for a contest prize we have one day.
It'd be funny to give it to someone else on the air with Pete there and be like, "Wait a minute, didn't I give you the Chimay?" That's so funny.
What else we got?
I got to
thank you, Pete. Very much.
No thank problem. You very much.
Oh, you're man. Welcome. Thank you for this.
Dean, you're one of those boxes. Oh, Madeline's got one too. Where's Madeline's? Shit. Madeline's is one of the small things.
Ross is left. Oh wow, peeking. Ross is left.
Oh, and
out.
Ross is
sorry.
Ross is no.
I was
Ross
thinking about getting something,
too.
But then I was like, I probably won't see him.
Where's Ross? One's what Dane's, one's Dean's, and then the box, the big box is Ross's.
Oh my god!
If I knew Alex was going to be here, I would have gotten Alex something.
Well,
I
got another flamenco.
It's going to be New Zealand.
All right, can I open this?
It's going to be New Zealand sale. Box.
Are we ready?
All
right, I'm going to open Dean's. The card says. It's from the Hero of Sparta. Oh, no, that's to me. I'm the Hero of Sparta.
You're the Hero of Sparta.
Thank you.
Huh.
You why'd you wrap my gift and not Pete's?
What are you talking about? I did wrap Pete's gift in a
fucking plastic bag. I got wrapping
you
paper.
You try wrapping a flamingo in a slinky.
I bet you...
I opened the card. It's awesome. It's adorable. See, this is why I got into Christmas, because look how nicely all your shit is packaged.
That wow, that's cool. Awesome.
I got it. There's actually a picture of a guitar on the card.
Yeah.
It's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know what? You know what the thing is, Pete? If you look closely, you might be able to see that I had drawn an alarm clock with the number 7 a.m. on it, but then I thought maybe that would invoke bad memories and you might not want to talk about it. So I chickened out last second and drew a guitar.
You crossed it out and drew a guitar?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's cute.
I like that.
Thank you very much, Greg. Well, I got the Hitchhiker's welcome. Guide to the Galaxy, the Qualt. I don't even have.
Oh my
that.
God!
Qualt. That's awesome, though.
That's amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, Ross, what'd you get?
You got the Borders budget.
We got the
I got
sushi
the book.
Sushi book. Hey man, don't
now,
knock
now
it.
The best thing about this is that I don't have a DVD player, so I'll have to get something with DVD.
Well, now that you're living in Craig's apartment, you have the PS2, so watch it this weekend.
Oh yeah, Ross moved out of the hotel. Yeah. And into my apartment
talk
for a couple
that?
Days.
Then nobody knows about that.
Oh, we just
that.
Did. Yeah. But yeah, Kirk so Siobhan and I gave Ross a sushi making kit.
That's awesome. I can't wait to make sushi in my next hotel
room. I got stopped in my tracks here.
Craig's reading my card.
I'm reading the card. Of course, Dean writes me something really adorable, and I didn't write him anything.
Yeah, I'm the only one that gave you guys cards, and no one gave me a card. Thanks.
Sorry.
I'm still getting the hang of it.
I'm opening this guy.
Yeah.
Wait, Madeline. So what'd
is
you,
this the receipt tip to the back?
Tell the people what you got. What'd you get?
I got a nice little change purse that's got like an Asian oriental design on it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you want
it. No, man, it's awesome.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Because Madeline is as all.
I was actually playing this in Best Buy.
Madeline's Japanese.
When I was having my nervous breakdown.
You're enjoying it all?
Yeah, it's pretty
so
cool. I feel really bad about the gift I got. You know, that's
all right. It's cool. I like it.
She's gonna pay me through it. Don't
worry.
Ah, thanks a lot. Thank you.
I would read what Dean wrote me, but it would cheapen it.
You can not care.
I'm gonna keep it close to my heart. I'm gonna keep it in my pocket.
All right.
Thank you.
Forever?
Oh, maybe.
So Pete got Elite Beat Agents.
Yes,
CBS,
I got for the DS.
Rhythm game with guys in suits.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They got me a munchie chick.
Oh, my God.
Ross, that was it.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
I made that lithograph.
Oh, who gave you that?
I can't even imagine where you got a fucking munchie chick.
That is fucking unbelievable.
That's
I gotta find
weird. It kind of looks like you. A
I know.
Bit.
Yeah. Hold it up next to your face.
Craig's Manchichi.
We gotta get it.
Craig's been obsessed with Manchichis his entire life.
We gotta
you guys
get
got him a Manchichi that looks exactly like him.
We gotta get the Manchichi a little base.
It's so awesome.
And a skater shirt.
It's so cute. It's That's got a little so cool. bottle you put it in its mouth.
Oh my god. It's so perfect.
That's
awesome.
That's very
guys.
Nice.
Madeline got so Pete.
Madeline got me a lithograph of a sloth. Yes.
They're having a sloth off.
They're having a sloth off.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome.
There's more in my bag. Hold on.
Yeah, but that's something you can't open. Oh, that one you can. Yeah.
I like how Ross is cradling his sushi box.
I love it. I mean, it's for you. It's for your home, but it's really like for all of you.
Jesus Christ.
What is it?
That's a really cool picture, man. Look how look at the focus on the sock on the mic.
Let me see.
They got me a really awesome picture when we first started the show.
The Spencer crew.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's great.
Were me and you wearing matching sweaters at the time?
It looks like it. And I'm holding a can of pistachios, so screaming. Awesome. That's awesome, man. That's totally. That's cool. That is cool as hell.
Well, you got one other gift that you can't open. We kind of went a little crazy on you because we didn't realize we were getting you something else. Yeah. We kind of lost track.
That's so cute. Actually, you know what's funny, man? The whole time shopping.
You were like, I should get more flamencos.
I'm going back.
I gotta get Dina Slinky. Did they run out of Slinkies and that's why you couldn't buy me one? Because this is actually a really cool gift. I love the Hitchhiker's Guide. I think the movie was the shit.
I knew you'd appreciate it. But I
don't even know where you found this.
Everything that I saw, I'm like, wait a minute, Dean would like that. A bonsai tree, he would like that. Dean likes all sorts of
crazy. I don't like living things anymore. I don't take care of anything. Just for the record.
Including myself.
No animals, no plants, no anything.
This is so cute. I'm making space on the table. I'm making space That's on really, the podcasting it's table.
Nice. Should hang it up over the couch. It's good.
That's so awesome.
You know what, hang that in your studio.
Do I look really pissed off?
Definitely. Let me see the picture.
For New Year's,
what an awesome shot, man.
You should recreate the photo with the photo in the background, and every year recreate the photo with the photo in the background.
Right.
I look really angry.
That really is awesome.
That's awesome.
The Munchichi.
We both look really pissed off, actually. It's pretty amusing.
That's fucking perfect. That's unbelievable. I would never even imagine what it was, and that was just the most perfect thing.
Ross, are you actually going to be able to use the suit? Because I told her, I was like, wait.
I'll return it and get you a Slinky.
She picked it out. She's like, oh, this would be perfect for
Siobhan?
Ross. Yeah, Siobhan picked it out, and I'm like, I think Ross tried this once.
I did.
And we were looking at some books. I'm like, he's got crates of books.
Yeah,
it's hard to get a chef something. What can you get a chef that has everything?
A
job.
A gift card. Yeah, a job or a gift card towards something having to do with food. But it's great. It wasn't that I didn't want to do it anymore. It's that I think we both got thrown out of the house where it was. And I think only recently I got rid of the rice that was there from like 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
I whistled when I talked right there. But
yeah, that was weird.
Listen when you talk.
But yeah, no, I love it. I want to do it. I want to take some classes in it. And can you imagine we could have Sushi Wednesday? Like Salmon
Whoa.
Wednesday?
Whoa. Anyway. Madeline has Sushi Wednesdays. That was like a...
It's kind of fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
They have sushi. They have Salmon Wednesday at East.
Yeah.
Teaneck, we always
so,
go.
So, wait a minute. So, where did you go? Like, you went...
gonna stalk
like,
me.
You just went and got salmon on Wednesdays also, or...?
Well, it was... My friend goes to Manhattanville, and every Wednesday they have a sushi chef there. And we would go to lunch.
Wow, it's wild that they all do salmon on Wednesday. That's
Maybe
cool.
We have an influx of salmon in the country.
You'd think there'd be a better name, like Wasabi Wednesday. Or,
yeah.
Well, they have wasabi every day of the week. So
well, you know, but like extra wasabi Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
what
all Western
wasabi?
Wasabi, yeah.
Why Wasabi Wednesday?
No, but you know the whole deal with wasabi, right?
Your thing is in its face.
It's hot, and it makes my tears come out of my
face. What else are we? What else are we doing for this?
I don't know.
Let's wrap it up. We opened the presents.
We did. I'm so tired. I really want to go home.
I'm breastfeeding the Munchie Chi.
Okay, that's weird.
Breastfeeding.
You guys want to talk about what you're doing for Christmas, or you just want to sing a song, or you want?
Oh, you know what I'm doing for Christmas?
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'll tell you
Ross?
What I'm doing for Christmas. So, all the Catholics and Christians get together and they do the Christmas thing with the trees, and they lie to the little kids that Santa. You know, well, in case any kids are listening, Santa's real, but it's not. So,
I
don't know how many fucking kids are
there
listening.
Was a Santa Claus on the beginning of the episode.
Was there?
Well,
there
will be in post.
Yeah. So, all right, scratch that. But the point is that when everyone's kind of celebrating Christmas, there's actually a whole bunch of stuff that happens around the country. It's called like the matzah ball. And what happens is that everyone that's Jewish and has nothing to do
with the
matzah,
like the ball, like the dance.
Yeah,
that's
like
awesome.
They go and they go hang out. It's like a big singles thing on Christmas Eve now to go out and party. So all the Jews go out and party now. It's not just Chinese food and movies anymore.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the places...
Where can you find a matzo ball? Because I might be interested.
Well, there's a matzo ball in Boston. I don't know if there's a matzo ball in New York. I think there is something similar to it. And then on top of that, a whole bunch of people I heard are going to Wohop.
Really?
Really. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm out of energy.
This is nice. What did you all at What did you all at home get during the episode? Please write us. Let us know what you got.
During the episode.
During the episode.
Because they only exchanged gifts while the episode was playing. Yes. We're like, you know, we really want to give each other gifts, but let's put the Spencer show on.
Christmas with the Spencer.
As a matter of fact, if
I'm a little delusional today. Yeah. A little tired. We're all a little tired.
Yeah. If you
let's
actually
all stop yelling at each other.
If you run out of gifts,
stop yelling.
Everyone stop yelling.
If you run out of gifts, you should do is you should download the Stephen Spencer episode and burn it to CD. If you can't have any access to flamingos or Star Wars toys or Munchie Chi dolls, then just give the gift of Stephen Spencer.
It really makes it like Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
It's so cute. Like,
we should have wore all pajamas.
Pete is impossible to shop.
Well, that's the thing.
That was my big problem.
I was like, what do you
problems?
Get Pete? Yeah.
There's so much
really?
Shit.
Because Dean and Madeline got me wonderful gifts.
That's cool.
Just that.
There's so much shit that I need, but like for Christmas, like getting stuff I need just doesn't feel right. Like I want like these, like, you know, like some more recording gear and like,
yeah, me too.
But it's like, you get it for Christmas and it's like, oh, great, Christmas, got my gifts, now I can go upstairs and work.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like...
exactly.
Or it's like toys, it's just, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, great, it's awesome.
You're fucking Munchie Cheese.
And if, you know...
I love those.
And when you get gifts for Christmas, you don't have I don't feel the urge so much to sell them right away. Because I didn't spend the money on them.
Right away. Yeah. But February, they're selling them all.
Time will come. If anyone wants an Xbox 360 in a couple of months, let me know, if in case I get one.
Jesus Christ. Well, I hope Dean doesn't get an Xbox 360.
I hope
you suffer.
I'll get something.
Well, we're going to hang on WoW together, you, me, and Brian.
I'm not playing on a fucking normal server. We should end
not talking
about this. He plays on,
what is it, Dragon something?
I don't care.
I won't play WoW.
Yeah.
What is it?
So that's you want to cut it?
Pepper.
Well, before we cut it, like last episode, you guys were talking about that there's no good music and all that jazz.
Oh, yeah, plug it.
The scenes, well...
Oh, right. Ross did something really awesome. Bands.
Yeah.
Dudes and bands.
There is a MySpace page now. If you think that you actually make good music and want to be a part of the Stephen Spencer Jukebox, you can go to MySpace, and there's a group created that you can get to through the Stephen Spencer show called the Stephen Spencer Jukebox. And what you do is you ask to be allowed into the group, and then we will review your band and your MySpace page. And if you make the cut, you will become a member of the Stephen Spencer Jukebox.
And no shitty bands, please, because I don't want to listen to shitty bands.
Well, that's the thing. We have discretion over who makes it into the Jukebox.
Yep. And if you don't make it into the Jukebox, then you guys should keep working at it and then resubmit in a couple months when you have better material.
Make your music better
for
the Stephen Spencer show.
Make it better
just for us.
Yeah.
Make it better sounding to us.
Listen.
Be more better.
I like strings. Any band with strings I think could get in. As long as it doesn't sound like Coldplay, like ballads, nothing like that.
I love a couple of guy-girl harmonies.
I like that too.
Yeah, I really like that. I don't know.
I support that.
I'm looking for something awesome!
Yeah.
Hippie music.
No, you know. Keep it real. Keep it real.
You want to try to sing a song or not even?
I think we're done, and I will see you guys in 2007.
Oh, what do we do? Next week.
Later.
Pete's gone.
The next week, we got New Year's Eve, actually, on a Sunday. So it's in debate if we're going to do an on-air party, because they all seem to be on-air parties now.
You know what? What I'm discovering right now is that parties and podcasts...
Don't whoa! Oh...
Tastes like vomit in my mouth.
Deems it vomit.
No, I'm serious.
You made him vomit.
Because because even the party aspect of this, podcast sucked because we're thinking about the podcast, and the podcast aspect of this party sucks because we're thinking about the party. It just sucks.
You know what was good? Episode 2 rocked.
So I thought 6 was good.
I thought 3.5 was excellent.
No, 3.5 was awesome.
This is how we're going out.
No,
you sure you want to sing?
I'd like to sing a song with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sing a song with Dean. Ross will sing a song with
you. I'll sing a song.
I'll
sing a song.
We love you all, so we're going to all sing a song.
We're going to all sing a song.
Yeah. We fade there, and then we'll work. Now we can just kind of put it together.
Can we do it now?
Yeah.
Let's hit it hard on. Let's go live.
I don't know if
Dean was hoping to do it in post. The spirit of Christmas says we don't do anything in post. Because Santa does not fly his reindeer in post. If he doesn't make it, it's the 26th.
Make it up! Make it up!
Come on, run! Make it up!
sing loud. And if you're at home, you gotta sing along, even though you don't know the words. This is getting cut.
Here we go.
Yourself
a merry, merry Christmas. Let your heart live from now on, our souls will be us. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart shine from now on.
Santa Claus is coming. Funny thing is, we actually tried to work on this song sounding good before, and it's fallen into complete disarray. Pete, you want to take a verse? Alex?
I'll do some.
I'm Jewish.
He's Jewish.
And I celebrate Christmas.
Why?
Because
Thanks a lot, guys.
Xylophone.